Friday Flight Suit Friday podcast listeners. I am Miranda Fay. I am usually behind the podcast and not someone that speaks out in front. I run our social media for the podcast, but I'm here at Women in Aviation International Conference, and I am privileged to be sitting down today with the enlisted maintainers here at the Women in Aviation Conference. And I really wanted to make sure that we get their perspective on this conference and include our enlisted population in the WAI conference. I think the mentorship we gain from this conference is incredibly important, and so I'd really encourage all of our junior enlisted members, male and female, everyone should come to this conference. So before we start, I would like to talk about some news from the fleet. I just got a message on Instagram, actually, from Ryan McIntyre, and he said the first students from the contract-operated primary training rotor copter R have finished their primary portion and are currently at HT8 at varying stages. So congratulations to those guys. We're excited to have them into the fleet soon. As a graduate of HT28, I'm extremely excited to have them in my former squadron as well. So good luck to them. We wish you guys nothing but the best for everyone at flight school. Today, we have six female members here at WAI Conference that would love to share their expertise and their experience here at their first WAI Conference. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. My name is Winter Smith. I am an aviation maintenance technician third class stationed at Clearwater. I am a maintainer on the MH-60 Big Iron. Absolutely the best.
I think the 65 is pretty great, but sure, sure.
I've been in the Coast Guard for, it'll be 6 years this year, and in aviation for 3 years in June. So I'm a little bit new in aviation, but I'm having a great time.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear about it. And this is your first WAI experience?
This is my first WAI experience.
That's awesome. What has your experience been so far?
It's amazing. Honestly, getting to connect with so many people on so many different levels rank-wise and getting to know how things operate at different units and just being exposed to a lot more ideas and like seeing all the other opportunities that everyone else has is pretty eye-opening.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing. And next we have...
Hello, I am AMT2 Roper. I am stationed out of Clearwater on the Mighty Jayhawks. I've been in for just about 10 years and absolutely love it.
That's awesome. And this is not your first WAI. This is your second, correct?
Correct. This is my second one.
That's awesome. And so Clearwater, we're here in Orlando right now. So Clearwater has a huge representation. And are you here on permissive orders or did you get orders through the Coast Guard?
We got TDY orders, so fully funded and very grateful. And it makes the experience a lot more enjoyable.
That's awesome. Yeah. And you could drive over. So it's kind of right, yes, in your backyard.
It was. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. And next we have...
I'm AMT3 Gina Ryan. I'm originally from Jacksonville, Florida, which is hilarious because I drove down from Jacksonville to get here. It's my first one. I've been in the Coast Guard for 6 years, but I'm in Miami right now on 65s. So sorry, Big Iron. But yeah, and then like my experience here is just, it's been great. Like I've been to something similar when I was in Alaska, but it wasn't aviation related. And so like coming here and it's kind of just like a level playing field because you can pick everyone's brain and like put names to faces and meet new people. Like I didn't know these guys before I got here. And like we've been hanging out this entire time.
That's so awesome.
It's a blast.
Yeah, that's exactly what this whole program is set up for. So that's incredible. I'm glad to hear that. So what was your guys' experience? Because yesterday we had our Coast Guard Women in Aviation Day. So did you guys know about that before you came? Or was that kind of a surprise that we had a whole separate event prior to the actual international conference starting?
No, I had no idea. I thought it was really awesome to be able to hear from admirals, both retired and still in. And I think it's really admirable, part of the pun, to see strong female leaders coming to talk to us and, you know, hoping to inspire, which they did, the younger generation of the Coast Guard, you know, because as times change, you know, the Coast Guard changes. And I really like how they're able to adapt to that change and make future of the Coast Guard better for our future members and making sure that we have all of the resources that we need.
That's awesome. And then we had specific breakout sessions yesterday. They focused on like burnout, parental policy, the DISC personality test, and then...
Credentialing.
Yes. CG Cool, which is awesome.
Yes.
So did you guys take away anything from those that you particularly liked?
Yeah, I think the credentialing one was something that really I took towards because I want to work towards getting my AMP license. I have my AMP ticket, but I've kind of been sitting on it for a while. So hearing the benefits between Coast Guard Mutual Assistance and CG Cool and how easy and seamless it is to go online and put the application in has really encouraged me to finish the process and get that going back up.
That's awesome. Yeah, I thought that was incredibly useful this year. CG Cool is something we're just hearing more and more about. And I think somebody said it earlier, but it's like that money is there for the taking. So whenever you can and it can improve your career, I think it's just awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. What other experiences? Did you guys walk around the expo today?
Yes, yep. We did. We
got how was that?
It's a lot of good information.
Sensory overload, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because I didn't realize it was like split into like two different directions. Because I was looking for the Coast Guard booth and I went the other direction. I was like, I'm so lost. But like, it's still like really good to just see like the different companies and like how they're receptive to like military members and just everyone. And it's like, hey, like, you know, maybe you're not getting out like this year or the next year, but like maybe in a couple years we could have a job for you. So like, come talk to us. Or even just the educational opportunities with Embry-Riddle and like all the other different schools that are around.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things that my first time at WAI really opened my eyes to it because I've just been thinking all my goals are oriented around the Coast Guard and like I will be here as long as they let me, but eventually I will have to retire. You know, eventually, even if you hit 35 years, like you're going to get out at some point. And so what can you do in the aviation space after that? So, you know, you come here and you see American and Southwest and that's very like pilot centric, but then you see all these maintenance companies and then even like flight safety where you could go and be in a simulated instructor. And like, there's just so much industry surrounding this that they really appreciate our Coast Guard work ethic and all the things we've learned in the Coast Guard and really transitions well outside of that.
So. Absolutely.
Right. And I think, one of the things that's really good to know is that there's other companies out there, not just the Coast Guard, you know, focusing on getting women into a more male-dominated field, but it's other companies that aren't even affiliated with the military that are pushing towards female pilots, female maintainers, and they're really wanting to have that female role within their company. So I think having them here and, you know, just kind of showing us what is out there makes it a little less scary. You know, knowing that maybe if you leave the Coast Guard and it's not your future, that if you go to a different company, they do value their females and they want you to have any of the same opportunities that you would have, you know, and being a female in Coast Guard aviation.
Yeah, that's 100% true. I really appreciate that. Cool. Well, final thoughts for you guys?
Definitely come to the WAI. It's an amazing experience.
Good. I agree.
Yeah. Totally worth it. Yes. Just to like, to just meet new people and network and just like, just be here and like, just embrace like the atmosphere that surrounds it.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining me. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Awesome.
Okay. Next up, we have two more people that would like to talk. And one of my personal favorite people, Nicole Nader, who works with me in Air Station Houston. So Nicole, you want to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Thanks. So my name is Nicole Nader. I am an avionics electrical technician. I work with Ms. Faye every day regularly. It's a very small unit out there in Houston, but it's amazing, family-oriented, great people, and connections like no other. And we actually are starting to have a lot more females at the unit.
We are. It's awesome.
Phenomenal. The lockers are becoming full.
I know. Yes,
exactly. So it's super exciting.
It's a good problem to have, for
sure.
It is
a good problem, but... it's exciting to see because I think when I got here, there was maybe three or four of us. And so I think we're up to like six, seven.
Exactly.
Which is exciting.
It's awesome. Okay. So we're used to the hot and sweaty stickiness that is Houston, Texas and
awful.
New Orleans, or sorry, Orlando.
Yeah.
That's where we are. And then maybe not so used to the heat is?
Hi, I'm Jess. I'm from Kodiak. I've been stationed there for about a year now. I've been in the Coast Guard for about three. I'm very new to aviation, but I've loved every second of it. It's been a great learning experience, and I've really just loved the whole field. This is my first Women in Aviation, so I'm very excited to be here. I had no idea what it was until my senior was like, hey, do you want to go to this? I was like, what is it? And so she kind of gave me a short, sweet rundown. I was like, sure, I'll go. And it was great opportunity, and I've really loved every second of it.
That's awesome. It sounds like a great senior chief there, honestly.
Yeah, and then pretty much every female on my hangar deck that has been to one was like, Jess, if you haven't gone, you need to go. Like, we won't put our names in the hat, and you can go because you need to go. You need to see it. You need to be part of it. So it was awesome.
I'm glad that was encouraged. I actually ran after Nicole across the hangar deck one day, and I was like, hey, you need to come to this.
It's March.
Yes, exactly. So I'm glad to hear that the word's getting out and people are making sure that the newest members are attending as well. So that being said, in order to kind of promote Women in Aviation, what is the thing you guys found most useful about this weekend so far?
Definitely the mentorships that we got to do. Just seeing senior enlisted like chiefs, I got to meet with a chief and be able to talk about generally being a female on the hangar deck, which was really awesome. Cause there's just certain things that you want to talk about, but maybe you have a male supervisor that doesn't quite get where you're coming from. And so to see, just a female chief was actually kind of mind blowing. Nicole and I were talking about it. We like just took a second and we're like,
I've never seen a female chief in the Coast Guard. I've been in for 3 years and I've never seen a female chief in the Coast Guard for 3 years.
Oh my goodness.
And I've been to a 210. I've been to a small boat station and now the air station. And this was my first time. And we were joking earlier when we were in the big conference for the Coast Guard Day, we had these people sitting in front of us and I'm assuming I was like, oh, these are some first classes. Like, hanging out, whatever, they're being social and they're not being like as scary as like I would think chiefs would be. Like, I don't know. And they turned around and all I see is AETC, AMTC. And I'm like, oh, no, like, they exist. The unicorns are here. So it was really exciting and truly inspiring to see that and know that what they have been through is probably not at all the same track that I'm going to go through because they have fought some hard battles to be where they're at. And the times have obviously changed and they literally paved a beautiful road for us. And the appreciation was insane to be able to talk to them too.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. So at WAI, you get to sign up for mentorship sessions. And so all the senior leaders and the senior enlisted leaders will provide their cell phone number and time slots, and you guys can go and talk to them and have one-on-one discussions. And I've found in my experience that I keep those mentorships throughout my Coast Guard career. So I've been in flying for 6 years now, and some of those mentors that I met at my first WAI, I still check up with to this day. So did you guys have any mentor sessions?
I did. I met with a chief and she was very, very receptive to what I had to say and the things that I was dealing with on my hangar deck. Not necessarily bad things, right? But just things that I wanted to kind of like talk through and be like, hey, like, this is kind of what I struggle with that I don't see my male counterparts struggle with. Like, how did you work through this? Do you have any advice to how to work through this? Especially, I'm a frustrated crier. I get frustrated at something and my eyes turn all bloodshot and my contacts start moving around and I just get, my face turns red. And usually, like, I'm lucky enough that my shop is very supportive of that. They like my chief understands and he's very like, hey, why don't you go like take a break? But just learning how to regulate that and not necessarily be like more professional, but yeah, be a little more professional, be able to regulate it. Having hard conversations with your supervisor about things that you see in the shop that you need to bring up. Confrontation. Huge one that we talked about a lot and not crying during confrontation and just kind of how to like regulate all that. And it was really awesome. And she had a lot of great insight and she's like, just come with the facts. She's like, quote a manual, come with the facts, know your stuff, be confident in what you know. And if you're confident in what you know, then you'll be able to have those hard conversations, have those like just difficult conversations to just talk about things and bring up safety and bring up things that you see on the hangar deck that you think need to change and have those conversations. And she was also like, be receptive too, because they might see something different that you don't see. And she's like, those make the conversations even easier.
Yeah, I feel like those are very good lessons to learn earlier in your career, so you don't have to go through the hard challenges that then eventually force you to learn those lessons. Yeah. So that's like the best part about mentorship is very much what Nicole said of like, hey, they've walked through these like long roads before. And so you're not the only person to have gone through these. So reach out and, you know, ask for help when you can. So that's why I like this conference, because you have now a number where you can be like, okay, I'm going through a challenge. It has an outside perspective and you can still get the help and advice that you need in that situation. So
absolutely. And with the number and like, cause I met with the chief as well. And she even said like, well, if I don't have the answer, I have another phone number that I can reach out to and they might have the answer. And if they don't have the answer, we're going to call another one, see if they have another answer. And like the network just ends up growing and you end up growing with it. So that was also very reassuring to hear too, because like I got the one number and that one number is good enough, because then that one number comes with the network of numbers.
Yeah, I think often in networking, we assume it's for like getting a job and you're like, I'm not looking for a job right now. You know, I like my job. I'm good here. But your network is actually for that, you know,
exactly.
People have all had these challenges or something similar and you can get different ideas and suggestions as well.
Yeah. And that's awesome that your chief conversation was like all about that information too. And mine was about like the family and life balance. So a lot of that transitioning family and like growing a family, how to start a family, what like your pregnancy leave and all that kind of stuff would lead to as well. And being a member to member, that was awesome to see a chief member to member and her battles and all the stuff that she had fought too. Cause the world is so small of that as long, like as well. And it's a long road and it's a very different road, but to pick her brain and see what, she had to do was just nicer. And it's easier too. And the whole thing got kicked off by the Ask a Chief, like whole, like all the enlisted was there for it too. So whether you had the mentorship or not, the Ask a Chief little conversations that we had, they highlighted the fact that they didn't have that support and they didn't have that role model when they were coming through and they were the young thirds and they were the young seconds. And so they wanted to be the change. And I don't want to speak for literally everyone, but I think that they were. And we ended up having a great conversation and all the stuff. And then afterwards I was like turning around. I was like, I had tears in my eyes. I've never been like so inspired by that as well.
That's amazing. Yeah. As a WAI team planner, that was something that Chief Amanda Terry was very strong on. She's like, I want all the enlisted to have to come to this event so that they could talk about those things. And I thought that was very important. And I saw at the end, I like snuck my head in a little bit just to get some pictures for the for the podcast and also for the Coast Guard. But yeah, it looked great. And from what I heard, it was fantastic.
And if that was the only thing that was here, it would have been well worth it for me.
Oh, that's
if
awesome.
That was the only thing, ask a chief in the mentorship, and then I went back to Houston, I would have felt so satisfied. It was, that alone was worth it.
I agree.
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me. I really appreciate hearing what you guys have to say. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And we have our two final people that would like to speak. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Megan Howard. I'm an AMT and I'm stationed in Clearwater on the mighty Jayhawk.
I'm AMT3, Melanie. I'm stationed in Sitka. I've been in the Coast Guard for a little over 2.5 years and aviation for about a year now.
Awesome. Well, welcome to aviation. Yeah. Are you excited to be here?
Oh, absolutely. I would not want to be anywhere else.
That's awesome. And so, Melanie, it's your first WAI, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and so far it's so good? Maybe not?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Okay. They everybody came up to me like as soon as they found out, they're like, do you want to go? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And all the two other females at my unit had been multiple times and they're like, you gotta go, you should go. And I was like, you sure? Like, I don't know what it's about. And they're like, it doesn't matter. Just walk in and accept it. And I was like, okay. And sure enough, like it's worth the trip, it's worth the experience, and it's worth the knowledge.
That's awesome. And so then now next year, when you see somebody new that comes and you tell them to go, you can be like, hey, I've got a podcast episode for you. You can hear all about it.
If you're curious, I got you.
Yeah, there we go. And then Megan, you've been here a few times, or is this your first time?
So I actually was only here once before.
Once before.
And it was also when I was about in Melanie's position. I was pretty new. I think it was my first or second year in aviation. So... it was my first or second year in aviation, and so beneficial in a different way. I didn't really have a community at the time. I did have one really good second class who was like my shop mom, Kate Becker. She's a chief now. But other than her, I didn't really have that much of a network. And so my first WAI was all about forming that network with people like Chief Amanda Terry. And so this time it's been really cool to focus on some of the other stuff, you know, like the mentorship seminars and things like that. So,
yeah, I was going to ask you, what's the difference between the first one you were at and then this one?
I think definitely this time it's interesting realizing how much more connected I've become. You know, aviation's so small. And when all of us get together in one place, if you've got a couple years in, you start to realize we really are very interconnected, and there are a lot of people that you forget that you can count on if you have something come up. It can be really easy to get caught in like your day-to-day, the people you see every day. But, you know, we all transfer, go to different air stations all the time. The reality is you probably have a lot of people that you can rely on. And when you come together to something like WAI and you see those faces again, you're like, oh yeah, I do have that person in my corner too. So...
yeah, I think that's super helpful. When I first came to my first WAI, there were two women at the air station, both happened to be pilots. And so then now coming back again, and you can see all the people that I've seen before, but then also, you know, we now have more women as well. So I think it's just a great way for people to feel like they're not alone at their unit, because the Coast Guard is larger than just one unit. And there are way more women. I saw a statistic that we're actually like 19% of Coast Guard aviation is women. So we are increasing significantly. So, and like, I think 24% of the pilots at flight school right now are women. I'm not sure about A school. I couldn't find those statistics, but yeah, I do think we are, they are a little bit harder to find, but I do think we are increasing. So, that's awesome. Hopefully we won't have the issue where you feel like you're the only woman in the unit. Hopefully we're getting better there.
It's definitely changing. I've seen a change. So when I first got to 60s, it was 2016, and it was night and day difference from now. I mean, like currently, I'm one of three women in my shop.
Oh, wow.
Before, I was one of three third class women on the whole 60 side, you know? So, and even then people are like, wow, you have three third class women in your whole, you know, I mean, it was just unreal. So there's been a huge change already.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear it. Change for the better, hopefully, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. So then I want to ask both of you, what is something that you are going to bring back to your unit after having been at WAI?
Just a different mentality, honestly. There's only two other girls and me at my unit. One's a pilot, one's senior enlisted. She doesn't fly anymore. So the knowledge was there, but at the same time, there's that separation of, oh, I stopped flying, you know, years ago. So I can't really help you. And she's a, you know, 65. So, but she's there to be my mentor and she kind of helps me, but she even realizes that there's not a lot of girls where she's been stationed. So it was kind of interesting to then come here and be like, oh, there's 6, 7, 8 girls at your station. Like our locker room's empty. We have three lockers to a person because there's just not enough people to take up space. So I think going back and being like, okay, there is other places with more females, or there is going to be other opportunities and other chances to connect with people than just being kind of closed into one air station.
Right. And now you formed hopefully connections with other 60 people, like Megan right here, you know, you formed connections with 60 maintainers as well. So when you do have those questions, hopefully there are now numbers and people that you can reach out to that can help you with those, you know, airframe specific questions. Although I'm sure the senior enlisted is helpful as well, as much as the difference can be. Yeah.
Yes. But she's retiring. So then I'm like, well, not
yet. Oh, man. Yeah. Come on. You can't leave us. Yeah. I know. Sometimes it's always sad to see the good ones go, you know, absolutely. You're like, oh man,
so happy that they're on to their, you know, freedom, but yeah, at the same of course, time, come on, man.
You're like, oh, we have to be here too. So
right.
That's awesome. And then Megan, what are you going to bring back to your unit?
I think, for me this time around, I've been trying to pay attention to, some of the stuff that some very experienced leaders, I guess kind of the concepts that have been important to them and that have helped them become successful. Because I think now I'm at the point where, you know, I need to start focusing on bettering myself and also helping other people who are coming up alongside me or after me better themselves too. So I found, I mean, all of it's been really interesting so far, but especially retired Admiral June Ryan, when she was talking to us, she had some really good pointers about mindset and how that affects your progression in your career. I mean, and she broke it down and made it so simple. You know, she even talked about a lot of people look at like a bad thing that happens to them as, okay, this bad thing that happened, I got passed over for promotion, or I didn't get the airframe that I wanted, and that's why I'm here. So the event equals the outcome. And that's not true. And it's hard to explain that to somebody, but she made it real simple, you know, said the event plus your response is the outcome. And that's something that's hard to convey sometimes to people. And it's something you might not even realize until later in life. So I thought that was really beneficial to hear, because that's like a short tidbit you can tell somebody who's having a hard time to remind them. You know, I had a friend, for example, he and I both were assigned 60s to Kodiak out of A school. The day of graduation, the detailer changed his orders to the C-130 side. And that was really hard, you know? I mean, he worked really hard for his spot in the class to get that. His outcome could have been, I stay on the airframe that was not the one I chose. Not that there's anything wrong with C-130s, but he had his heart set on 60s. But that wasn't his response, you know? So his event was his orders got changed. He came over to the 60 side after work every day, and he got qualified on the 60. Oh, wow. When it came time to transfer, he asked for Astoria, and he got Astoria 60s, and now he's on 60s. So that's just one example of somebody who had a really rough event, but his response was what dictated his outcome. So I thought that was really something you can take back and share with people.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought Admiral Ryan's whole thing. So our theme for WAI this year was embrace your power. And I really feel like she embodied that in the, in her conversations, all of her exercises she had us do. And then all her like, I don't know, topics were all very central around embrace your power. So that's exactly what that was. You can't, you can't change the event sometimes, but you can change the outcome by your response. So
absolutely. Yeah. I thought that was really, really cool to hear that. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you guys so much for sharing. We really appreciate you being here. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks.
We have a statement from Chief Kelly Kavanaugh. She wasn't able to join us today, but she really wanted to make sure that she was there to promote women in aviation. So this is from Chief Kelly Kavanaugh. My favorite part of coming to the Women Aviation International is connecting with the junior members and providing a positive role model. Not every air station has a senior enlisted female to go to when they have a challenge or an issue. And unfortunately, there are still situations that treat females negatively when it comes to making personal life decisions. During my first conference, there were only two female enlisted chiefs, and with only one chief in attendance, it wasn't easy to get advice from her. However, I was lucky because at the time, I was stationed with a strong female E6 whom I learned from and followed. And Senior Chief, hopefully soon to be Master Chief, Crystal Bastion, has been an impeccable role model for all things Coast Guard and home life for probably every female in at least the C-130 community. And it's my responsibility and honor to become that role model so that no junior member goes through their career without a support system, someone to ask the personal, hard life questions. Today, after a few conversations I had, I enjoyed watching these members take a deep breath because I told them they can do it. It's all possible, not to give up. And they walked away with a little bit more confidence. And I'm proud that they will return to their units with that confidence. The women before me smoothed the cobblestone road we called Coast Guard Aviation, and it's our job to make sure that no potholes develop in our path to a successful and happy life. Thank you for those words, Chief Kavanaugh. I think that's a perfect representation of what we try to do here at Women in Aviation. We say goodbye.